Welcome back. Have the opportunity and pleasure now to visit with the Clarinda Community School District, the AD and assistant principal.
That's right.
Eli Bales.
How you doing?
How are you?
Oh, good. Just off to more activities, a lot of fun stuff going on in Clarinda. And
what's a busy time of the year, isn't
it? It is. You know, winter's been one of the, I never thought it would, but here we are. It is super busy, but loving every minute of it, and we got a lot of kids involved in a bunch of activities.
You know what? And the other thing is, too, there's not a lot of reprieve because you're going to transition straight from winter into spring activities.
Yeah. Coming you know, here. We've got, nice thing, too, we've got over, I think, 100, just about 100 kids out for track.
Whoa.
So, yeah, combined boys and girls, got about 100 kids out. So
goodness gracious.
It's Coach Blank does a great job for us over there. Those are just some preseason numbers, so I might need to get some more jerseys. But, yeah, we're off and running, so getting ready to go.
So, Eli, where do we want to start this morning and talk about what's going on?
You know, we'll just start with FFA here again. They've got sub-districts that's coming up on the 17th. I've got an intern named Aiden Johnson who kind of does a little bit of everything for us. Mm-hmm. So he's actually going to be at sub-districts. He said they're looking for another sweep this year.
Oh.
So they're looking to sweep all the way across the board. So yes, and then FCCLA, we hosted all districts at the academy this year. So FCCLA, they had everybody end up making it over to state. Mm-hmm. And then this week's actually National FCCLA Week. They've got chip hooray. They gave out to the teachers on Monday.
So chips, you get chips?
You had chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh.
So that was even better. Then Tuesday was PJ's day. Wednesday was crazy sock day. And then today is FCCLA t-shirt day. And then Friday, Red Valentine's Day.
You're celebrating the whole week.
A whole week at National FCCLA Week. So, yes. Okay.
So, good things there. So, looks very good. All right, Eli. So, let's talk about band and choir. No, FCA.
Yeah,
FCA. We don't want to skip that.
No, we got FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They've got their Night to Shine event that is on Friday. That's where it's over at the Elks in Shenandoah. It's kind of kids with disabilities. They have a prom, and we have some kids that we get together that are kind of help out around there. They dance with some of the students and make it a fun, memorable night. Then to band and choir, they're still prepping for some jazz band contests, hoping to make it to state again this year. Parade of bands they're also preparing for in March. And then Kaylee Ridge, Olivia Fleming, and Izzy Randall all competed at the Cyclone Honor Band this past week up in Ames. So
very cool.
That was a great deal. And then on to speech.
Let's talk about speech, Eli.
You know, just had large group speech state. The students traveled over to Valley, and we had some students who earned some straight ones. Music theater with Maddie Cox, Paige Nichols, Caitlin Darren, and Hannah Whirl. Devin Lowry, Odin Taylor earned mixed ones and twos in their group improv. Solo Mind audition by Caitlin Dara earned some twos and some ones. Then there were some one-act performances from our students, some group improv as well that was getting some ratings. But then just found out a couple days ago that Caitlin Dara received an All-State Performing nomination.
Ah.
So she will perform the Solo Mime in the festival in Ames Saturday, February 21st.
How cool is that?
So yeah, so she's kind of at to the final stage to be able to perform again for...
Did you do speech?
I did not. I would have been terrible. They wouldn't have wanted me. That's the problem. But I'm here. I love watching and love supporting it.
I think it's a great... It's a one of all... Not of all. One of many activities that really helps later on because...
Oh, absolutely.
To improv and get in front of people and talk. I mean, these are all great things.
And we've got some great students that are involved in that. And Joy Tuncliffe does an awesome job with those students.
Okay.
And to cheer, still bringing some school spirit. They don't have a lot of events going on, but they're at a lot of our ball games,
mm-hmm.
which has been great. Girls basketball, regular season is going to be finished today.
They've had a great year.
It's been a good year. You know, just had a win against Creston, which was nice. And then also we're going to turn around and play Sheridan tonight. And then districts are out too as well. Play Shenandoah on Saturday. Looking for a postseason run. They're 1-1 on the season. So that's going to be it's gonna be a good game. That'll be fun to be able to watch.
I think that should be good. Boys basketball.
Boys basketball. Regular season will finish up on Friday against Crescent. They'll play Sheraton as well again tonight. Boys will travel to Red Oak on the 16th for their first round district matchup.
Game start at 7.
Yep, game starts 7.
The doors typically open an hour prior to that, and then you can purchase your tickets in advance.
Yep, purchase your tickets on Bound, and that game will be in Red Oak. So it'll be another fun matchup that we've got that's around.
So let's back up a little bit.
Yep.
And talk to me a little bit about girls wrestling. Well, let's talk about girls
wrestling.
Yeah, you were there.
Yep, girls wrestling. So, got fourth at regionals, and we were one win in a match away from bringing home a black banner and missed it out by 2.5 points. But it was a great showing by our girls. Kyler Downey, Aaliyah Payne, and Lily Weinreich were all qualified for the state tournament. And then just this past week, Aaliyah lost in the blood round, which is one round away from getting a medal.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler got 6th place and Lily got 5th. Girls had a great season and all of them return. So that's a good thing to have on our wrestling team is they'll all be back for next year.
You bet. And thank you for going over and covering that. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. Love every minute of it. It was packed. Yes. And then the girls also just announced that they're going to have state wrestling duels. Then this next year, that's going to be at Extreme Arena.
Oh.
So that'll happen, I think, January 22nd next year with the first inaugural girls state wrestling duels.
That continues to grow.
That does. Wow. And it was a lot of fun, a lot of support. The girls union does a great job of promoting that.
Will they outgrow the Extreme Arena eventually?
You know, I wouldn't say that. I would say give it 5 years and kind of see where it's at.
Okay.
If they're going to add a third class, I think they will.
Okay.
So, but it's getting there, which is awesome.
All right. So girls wrestling, that has come and gone. Congratulations. You had girls with success there. Boys wrestling. What are we doing there?
Got districts this Saturday in Glenwood looking to get some kids through. We've got a pretty young team on our boys' side. Coach Sorensen does a great job with our youth program and with these kids. They're wanting to be able to see who we can get through to state on Saturday. So we'll find that out.
So have you gone to the wrestling room and?
Oh, I mean, it's tough for me not to be able to put the shoes on and be able to get something going. But I know I'm so out of shape right now; it wouldn't be able to work. But nope. So then, just have that, and then girls bowling. We ended up hosting regionals, which was a lot of fun, and I've learned so much about bowling this year, and it has been one of my favorite things to watch. And there's a lot more that goes into it than what I thought.
So tell me.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a raucous.
It is.
Kind of environment, people are cheering.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've heard the 10 up, 10 down, the tick, tick, boom. Just about everything that's gone on. I've loved every minute of it. And we've got...
Tell me about your team.
A pretty unique class. We've got all 6 seniors. They've made it to the state bowling tournament 5 years in a row.
Wow.
So they've every year they've made it to state in their high school career. Got a yellow banner and won the regional meet last week and qualified for the state tournament. That's going to be today. I'm going to be getting up and going over to Waterloo here in just a little bit to go watch our girls compete. They bowl at 3 o'clock. Riley Pulliam and Gabby Derry qualified as individuals and bowled Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
They bowled and they got 7th and 9th. So Riley Pulliam ended up getting 7th place, and Gabby Derry ended up getting 9th place.
Okay.
Riley Pulliam, Gabby Derry, and Caitlin Myers were named first team all-district. Sarah Chartier was named second team all-district, and Coach Josh Woods was named the West District Coach of the Year.
Congratulations.
So now they'll bowl again today over at the state meet in the Bakers Tournament. They bowl 15 Bakers games, and then they'll take the top 4 and put you into a bracket, take the bottom 4, put them into a bracket, and then you bowl best of 3.
Wow.
Or best of 5. So, yes.
So you can qualify... Correct me if I'm wrong. Help me learn here, Lay. Individually.
Yep.
Or as a team.
Yes,
correct. Or both, right?
Or both, yes. And we were fortunate enough to have 2 bowlers qualify in the individual side and then our team qualified too as well.
All right.
So it's a fun time. I'm excited to go up and watch today.
That's
going to be good.
Girls bowling. What about boys?
Boys bowling continue to improve throughout the year, have great numbers. Coach Poland does a great job with them, and they have the Hawkeye 10 this Friday. And then they're going to head to districts and Council Bluffs on Monday. So this is the first year they've split the boys and girls state bowling.
Okay.
So they'll do Hawkeye 10 this Friday and continue. They've got a really good chance to be able to make it too as well. So Friday will be a good tell sign.
Eli Bell's with us, the AD, Activities Director, and Assistant Principal at the Clarinda Community School District. Baseball. You got a big project.
Still keep talking about that. St. Louis will be playing at Busch Stadium again. We're starting to get some tickets sold. I think we've got just about 200 of the 700 we need gone. So okay. We've got to start, but we've got a long ways to be able to go. But we're super excited for that. Gonna again be playing Atlantic at Busch Stadium June 28th. Those tickets you can get are $27. Mm-hmm. If you pay with a credit card, it's $30.
Okay.
You'll be able to get a hot dog, a soda, gets you into the Cardinals Marlins game, and then you're able to turn around and watch our game right afterwards. So
you get two baseball games.
Yep.
A full on major league game.
Yes.
Hot dog, soda.
Yep.
And watch the high school game.
Absolutely. Yes.
And a trip to St.
Louis.
That's not included in the $27.
No, but hey, I mean, the tickets are regularly $40. You get to watch the two games and watch a great experience.
That's a great price, really.
Oh, yeah, for absolutely. All you get. Yes.
So how do I get my ticket? Who do I contact? What do I do?
You can contact the school down in Clarinda. You can call our high school office. You can send me an email as well. You can find that on our directory.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just stop into the school.
Okay.
If you want to be able to get a ticket, you can. We also have a Google Drive, a form that we have posted on Facebook.
Okay.
You're able to kind of say, hey, this is how many tickets I want. I want to reserve them. We'll reserve them, and then we'll just send you an email and say, hey, be able to come pick these up as soon as you can.
Okay.
So we're off and running with it, so excited.
Tell me again when it is and how and what the day and the time and
yep,
all that.
June 28th, it starts at noon,
mm-hmm.
Is the professional game with the Cardinals.
Okay.
And then we play about an hour and a half later to follow. So, yes.
And you have the whole, the same public address announcer and
yep,
the whole bit, right?
Same public address announcer, same everything. So, all the way across the board is the exact same.
How fun is that?
It's going to be a blast. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's going to be a blast. So, we'll see what happens and... Hopefully I make it, so we'll see. It should be good.
Get your tickets. All right.
Yep.
Eli, what else do we need to touch on that we want people to be aware of? Get your tickets to go to that game.
It's just been a lot of fun. We've got some great kids. We've got some great coaches. Continue to build and continue to be able to have kids come out for activities. That's number one.
We're wrapping up winter season.
Yep.
When can you – you may or may not know this. When can you officially start spring – practices
so
like track and
track starts about middle of February. I'm pretty sure it's February 16th or the 23rd.
Okay.
And then golf
yeah
turns around and boys tennis will start in March, but the second week in March.
Okay.
But yeah, so it'll
be start here pretty soon,
be here before we know it. So
all right, good deal. You don't know numbers on those sports yet?
Not yet. They had our golf meeting today. We'll have a girls golf meeting next week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll continue to go from there.
Very good. All right, Eli.
Awesome.
Thank you much.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy bowling.
Yes, we'll be up there.
Make it a great day. Thanks,
absolutely.
Eli.
Thank you.